Hey kids, Dean with Crypto the Wonder Dog. AssetRush.com. I had a chance to talk with Owen Johnson, a Southern California native that has found his place in Spain. Found a chance to use part of his Spanish class education for good, and working over in Madrid there, having a great time, enjoying the tapas on the evenings of after he gets off work. We had a good chance to talk with him, a little shorter show than normal, but still has some great stuff to say about Asset Rush and the great things that they're doing over there to help people that have a blockchain project or an ICO coming up, that they can help with the marketing, get their community engagement going, token listing on exchanges, and consulting. Had a talk with or email exchange with David. They're kind of based in San Diego, which is another Southern California city that we like to think of one of the hotbeds for blockchain and crypto development. So show today is brought to you by Hollywood Hot Rods and a show coming up from them. Stay tuned to the History Channel. Look for something coming up from Troy Ladd and Courtney Hansen, a couple of really great friends of mine that will have a show on cars and people that have projects they may not have got to finish or the one that got away. So be sure to look for that this fall on the History Channel. And if you're into cars, I was in the car world for a minute, but now kind of out of it. But they have a really great show that's going to be coming up. So anyway, it's been a few days since I've done a show, and we've just been kind of regrouping here. Hollywood world, La La Land. Got a chance to go to the Concorde Elegance in Pebble Beach, because I used to be in the car world, and got to go up there and see some friends that haven't seen in a while, see some cars that I haven't seen in a while, and just get a chance to walk around on that wonderful green, rubbing elbows and shoulders with the people in the car world. If you guys haven't had a chance to check that out, you should. It's a bucket list item that you should definitely try to check off eventually. It's enjoying Car Week in Monterey and Carmel, smelling that burning castor oil, and going out to the Laguna Seca. Going out to Laguna Seca and listening to those things running around the track. Make sure you bring your earplugs, because they're very loud. Especially the Can-Am cars. If you guys have never listened to Can-Am cars, you can hear them into the universe. They're so loud. I'm surprised that when you're there in Monterey, you can hear them from town running around that track. They are just so freaking loud. Lots of historic race cars back in the day. Indy cars, F1 cars, road racing, everything. And there's a show a documentary that I did a few years ago called Racing Through the Forest that's on Amazon Prime. You should definitely check that out, Racing Through the Forest. It's a documentary on the Pebble Beach road races that happened from 1950 to 1956, right there on a little piece of 17-mile drive. Some of the biggest names in race cars cut their teeth on racing right there. Phil Hill, really great American F1 driver, went on to really carve his name in the racing world. Carroll Shelby won the very last race at Pebble Beach, which was kind of a bittersweet victory for him. If you watch the documentary, you'll figure out why. I don't want to ruin the ending there for you, but check it out. Please, for my sake. I mean, it's not going to put any dollars in my pocket, but if you look at it, watch it, you can see some of my work. And since this is my show, I can promote whatever the hell I want. Also, bitnewstoday.com. That is a great outlet for Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and blockchain news. Check that out. This show will be syndicated, I think, in a couple of languages. I think they're a Russian group or Ukrainian group, and they are putting the show up on their site, transcribing it for us, and giving it out to the kids for free. Here we go. This is AssetRush.com with our friend Owen Johnson. You guys ready to start the show? All right, let's start the show. Got you on. We're live, man. Not live, but this is recording. But it's live enough.
Live enough.
It's live enough for government work. All right, man. So, what part of the world are you in right now?
I'm in Spain at the moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on over there?
Well, I do a lot of freelance work initially, but yeah. I know a lot of my clients that I'm going to work with, Acid Rush, operate in Europe. So it makes it easier to stay in communication. I don't know. I studied Spanish in high school, and it helps a lot, you know, living over here.
Oh, you found a use for Spanish class, huh?
Yeah. I knew at some point I would, but
that's great, man. Because most of us, when I was a kid, I took Spanish, and I haven't used it once, except for when I hear a number in Spanish, I know what number that is. There you go. Yeah. And you're an LA guy, right?
Yeah, I'm from like LA, Orange County area.
Oh, Orange County, really?
Yeah,
that's where I am.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Small world.
Yeah. Were you? Where'd you go to school?
Orange, City of Orange.
Oh, City of Orange. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm in Newport Beach right now. And
right on. Okay. Yeah. My dad lives not too far from there.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're in a Corona del Mar area, so it's kind of cloudy today, man. Got up this morning, and it was a little cooler than it has been in the last few days. Right. Yesterday was a little steamy, but we always talk about the weather first. That's always, get the show going.
Break the ice. No, I get it, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I don't miss about home. It's just, Spain isn't so bad either, but it can be so hot in L.A., but I don't know. I get home about once a year. So.
Oh, really? So you're living out there?
Yeah. I've been out here at least the last couple of years.
Wow.
I don't know. I've seemed to find something about Europe that I really like.
That's awesome. What part of Spain are you in?
Madrid. So, yeah.
All right. I've never been there. I've been to.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. I've been to Marbella and Malaga. I got a buddy that lives out there, so I got to spend a couple of days there once. So, you're a tech guy, right?
Yeah. I work with a company called Asset Rush.
Asset Rush, okay. And
yeah.
They are the first professional token promotion, full range of services, and list to promote tokens. What's all that about?
Basically, we help blockchain or ICO projects get more name recognition, get listing on various exchanges, help build a community for them, basically just to make a project more known, to get it out there more often.
Okay. How did you get involved with this?
Well, I've been working with crypto-related stuff since I graduated from UC Santa Cruz, and I figured Bitcoin was getting popular around that time, and I've been reading. First time I heard about it, I read everything I could about it, and my family's always been like working with marketing stuff, and I just thought, hey, it's something that looks interesting to me. Maybe I can work with that, and I did a lot of freelance stuff going into it, and that eventually led me to Europe, and then eventually led me to working with Asset Rush.
And did they find you and approach you?
Well, there was some job hunting websites connected to, like, you know, ICOs and blockchain stuff and marketing. And from there, we started talking. And you know, I've done some side projects and stuff for them in the past. And eventually, we just figured out, why not just give me a full-time position?
Heck yeah.
And, yeah. You know, it's a more regular income, so I can't complain.
Yeah. So you were UC Santa Cruz. So that's you're close to the United States tech spot, which is Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever work in Silicon Valley?
I did not. You know, yeah. I love California. It's clearly close to my heart, but I felt the need to get out and see the world. So
hey, yeah, right. If you got a job that'll take you out there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and this job definitely lets me travel, so I can't argue with that.
All right. Well, so what do you do? What's a day for you? You guys over there?
Well, I'm the marketing manager for let's say the European and American markets.
Okay.
I'm responsible for all like internal and external communication with AssetRush. So I'm talking to clients. I'm interacting with them, trying to find contractors for them to meet their needs. I do a little community management on the side as well. But my main thing is just communication.
Okay.
Getting people connected with who they need to talk to.
All right. And who would those people be?
Various crypto projects. I mean, it could be a blockchain project, ICO. I can't name names because of non-disclosure. Yeah.
But
basically various blockchain and crypto projects.
Okay. Cool. All right. So take us through the through the AssetRush here. So we're on the page here, and.
Yeah.
Take us through what people would see on here.
Well, the main things, like I said before, we offer, it's like if you're having an ICO and you're not, you want to basically guarantee that you're going to get it listed somewhere, or not exactly a guarantee, but make it a stronger likelihood that you will get listed somewhere.
Yeah.
We are kind of the middleman. We make it so that we connect you with the people that you need to be connected with. We can build a community for your project so that people know about it and people spread the word about it. We can have blog articles written about your product in Medium or various other interfaces, and people can read about your project like that as well. There's a lot of things we do, but the biggest thing is just either listing or in community management. Those are, I would say, our two biggest things, because that helps the project the most.
Yeah, I guess getting on exchanges is a huge thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, we don't make any 100% guarantees. We have a lot of connections with some of the various exchanges, like Kraken or Coinbean. It depends on exactly what the project is looking for. I mean, there's good reasons to get listed on a big exchange. There's good reasons to get listed on a medium or small exchange. It depends on what the customer wants or the client wants. But getting the listing, of course, is something that most projects want, because if you get listed, you get traded, your product grows in value. We make it easier to we collect the information that these exchanges need to facilitate the process, to make it go faster, to make it go easier, less stressful for the client, and easier for the exchange.
Okay, so how hard is it for a coin to get listed on these exchanges, and what are some of the more common requirements that they're going to look for?
Well, a lot of these exchanges, they make the communication process extremely difficult, because if you go to a lot of their websites, they have like their support, like their coin listing procedures, like you have to fill out this entire form, and you're not even guaranteed to get a response. They could look at it for 2 months and just decide they don't want to list you, and not even give you a reason as to why. That kind of, you know, makes the process difficult for a lot of these projects that want to get, you know, spread. Some of the documents we require on behalf of the exchanges is like, trying to think, it's not my field of expertise. I'm more of a marketing guy. I made some notes here because I knew you were going to ask this question.
Ah, look at that. Got some notes going. All right.
But I have it here somewhere. Sorry.
That's all right. Take your time, man. Yeah. It's free radio.
We can help produce, like, represent the company, like a nice landing page.
So you guys build websites for them too, right?
We can help with that, yes. It's not a primary thing, but basically what we do is to help to get more name recognition. So if we can build a community for that, then if we can point them in the direction of a well-developed website, your product's going to do better.
Okay, so you guys are pretty good at the whole SEO thing and social media.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my specialties as well.
Social media.
Managing Reddit accounts, Twitter, media, Telegram, those are our primary ones. But of course, it also depends on the market because those kind of things work with the Western world, like Europe and whatnot. But if you're going to China or South Korea, Twitter, for example, is not going to be an option because Twitter's not, I think it's banned in China.
Really?
So they have their own, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
They have their own variant there. I believe it's WeChat.
WeChat, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
okay, so so you personally haven't dealt with any exchanges like the HitBTC or XMO?
It's not my specialty, I would say. I know the basics of it, but the specifics are kind of, you know, I have to ask David about that or our support.
Yeah. All right. And then so when you guys are going on to the social media world, are you guys writing articles about this? What are you doing?
We can write the articles ourselves. We can go to a subcontractor to do it as well. Basically, it's what the client wants. If they want articles written from a tech side about them, posted on various news sources or Medium to share with their community, we can do that. If we don't write it ourselves, we can find people that can.
Okay. So we're back on the website here, and it says listing tokens on exchanges, adding tokens to wallets. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Again, not my specialty, but from just want to clarify that.
All right.
But the wallet, we work with various crypto wallets that it's very valuable for users to be able to keep their coin in a safe place. The wallet makes it possible. So if this is something that one of our clients is looking to, want to be added to a wallet, we can facilitate that. We can make that happen.
So are you talking about if you have a client that doesn't know what a wallet is, that you're going to educate them on that?
Of course. If they have I imagine if they're in the blockchain or crypto world, they have at least some basic knowledge about that. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of goes without saying. But of course, I would like to say we were very helpful when it comes to that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys help create wallets? Is that something that you guys do?
We don't. Again, not an expert. I would have to double check about it. Honestly, it's not my forte. Okay.
I'm gonna get you all these questions that you're not gonna be able to answer for me, aren't you?
You're gonna get me in trouble, I swear.
Yeah, they're gonna go back and go, "Wow, we need to educate this man."
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
All right. And then you said Asian market. Are you pretty savvy when it comes to the Asian market promotion type thing?
My specialty is Western market, or like Europe or American market. We have other people that work on our team that are usually fluent in Chinese or understand the Chinese or South Korean or Asian market in general.
Oh, so are you guys doing? They're helping you do the translation stuff.
Exactly, and because. I mean, you have to say in Europe or in the U.S., it's like you can prepare a certain type of things that will work for them. But if you go to China or South Korea, it's like they have a different kind of mentality than users. So it kind of requires a special focused attention, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. And then you guys, I see on here, you guys also have free consultation. Mm-hmm. You fill out the form. What are people going to get whenever they fill out that form?
Well, they fill out that form, and then one of our representatives, either I or somebody else on the team, will contact them and get in touch with them, see what exactly they're looking for, what works best for them, if there's services they require, see what we can do to help, if there's something else we can do. Our team's available pretty much 24/7.
Okay.
To be contacted like that. Yeah.
All right. And you have some loyal partners. You guys are working with Cointelegraph. CryptoVest, Hosho.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Hosho. What is that?
I see it on the website, but I have not worked with them directly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Modern modern token.
I know Cointelegraph, but...
yeah. I got some buddies over at Cointelegraph. And then Blockshare. Are you guys cruising through all of the road shows, going being part of that?
Yeah, I believe some of my colleagues attended the recent there was a block show
in Vegas.
I believe it was in Berlin. Oh, Vegas, that was it. Yeah, and they had a booth there, I believe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was a media sponsor of that. I promoted that a little bit, but I didn't actually get to go to that.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I always love a chance to go to Vegas. So.
Oh, I bet, man. Yeah, yeah. Heck yeah. okay. So what? What other things are you involved with? I mean, this can't be your everything that you're living for right now, right? You're doing other stuff.
No, this is my primary source of income. At the moment, this is like my primary focus.
Yeah.
Before I was doing freelance stuff, but this kind of more, I don't know, I guess rewarding would be the word, more consistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, the blockchain world, are you, did you study, UC San Jose,
Santa Cruz.
Are they teaching blockchain over there?
No, unfortunately not. I did a computer science program, and it's still early crypto days. So it was just like I believe I heard about it like just after graduation. I wanted to design video games. That's why I went into the stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I kind of went into a different path in life.
Yeah. When did you first hear about blockchain or Bitcoin? Or
I believe, again, I'm feeling quite old at the moment, but I believe it was soon after graduation. I saw some stuff on the crypto sphere on websites about the Bitcoin. People were starting to trade it, and I was like, oh, this looks interesting. What is blockchain? And I decided to read a bit some more about it, and I was like, wow, this technology feels like it has like some huge potential. Like, why don't I get into that, because it just seems like in 20, 30 years, this is going to be what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hope. I keep, seeing the market, go, up and then down really hard, and it kind of depresses me, but it seems to...
Yeah, well, what do you think is causing the roller coaster, and it's kind of flatlining right now a little bit? What do you think the problem is?
Personally, I mean, the market's a fickle thing. One day, China will say, oh, we're banning Bitcoin, and the market goes down. And the next day, they'll say, oh, no, we're allowing Bitcoin, and the market goes up. I think at this point, it's still early days for crypto, and people are using it like stock market. They don't, put a lot of stock in the technology. Like, the technology is why I'm here. That's what I believe in. But a lot of people kind of use it as a get-rich-quick scheme. And I think as long as people follow that... it's not going to really come into mainstream adoption. At least that's what I believe. But
yeah, I think that's probably what brought a lot of the people in. In the last few months, is because there was so much money that was being flooded into the market with this, and now it's kind of trickling down.
But best time to buy, though. So
great time to buy. Do you think there's any influence from people that are kind of forcing the market down?
Of course, you have whales and people who have, a large amount of coins. I'm sure there's some degree of influence on that, so there has to be. But specifically, I couldn't say, but I would be very surprised if somebody wasn't doing it. I mean, people like to make money. It's kind of like human nature. So
yeah, they do, right?
Yeah.
They want to make money. Yeah.
Hey, I'm one of them, so if I had the option, I would totally do it too. So
yeah. So what do you like to watch? What are some of the things coins you like to watch?
I'm a big fan of Monero. I like the privacy aspect of it.
Okay.
I mean, Bitcoin and Ethereum, those are the big two. Like, I always have, I have some of them. It's nice just because those are the ones I think that'll have the most potential.
Yeah.
But I'm all about privacy coins. So
privacy. Okay. Is this something that your weekly investment? Are you throwing money? Keep throwing money into this to keep building this up?
I've thrown in several paychecks at it already, so I think I'm waiting for it to bounce back a little bit before I throw in some more, because, guys got to eat. So
yeah, you do, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. And, I think at some point, once the market starts, if Bitcoin gets above 10,000 again, I probably will start looking at it more seriously. But I'm kind of trying to have some patience with it so far, because it's a lot of risk.
Yeah. All right. So even though it's down right now, you're not continuing to add to your portfolio.
Not at the moment. No, I'm having a little short pause, and I'm going to wait and see how it plays out. I guess wait and see,
All right. Well, I have a guy that I do a show with, Bo Ploney. If you want to check out some of the shows I've done with him, I've actually I think we're going to do one later today, possibly. Not sure.
Okay, cool. But, yeah.
He travels a lot when he's here in Orange County. I try to catch him, and we some people like him, some people don't. I mean, he's a really nice guy. I like hanging out with him, and he's saved me from heartache a couple of times. So
you'll have to send me his name so that I can check out his podcast.
Yeah, I think it's called Gold 2020 or gosh, I you know go through my feed there. Go through my feed.
Okay.
Look for Bo Ploney, and check out his feed. I do believe I have links to his stuff on my thing. But I think if you just Google Bo Ploney, Plony.
Mm-hmm. Make a note.
Yeah.
Ploney. Cool. Yeah, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Yeah, really nice guy. Cool guy. And he does read historical charts to kind of gauge on where the market's going to go. But he's done very well in the gold world and very well in the crypto world. Once again, this is his opinion. It's not based on anything other than his opinion and what he's done in the past. So
cool.
Yeah, give him a break. You know.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. So what? Where are you guys going now? You've got this up and going. How long has this been up and going here?
Acid Rush itself.
Yes.
Or?
Yeah. Acid Rush.
Yeah. I've only been with Acid Rush the last 3 months, but I believe, if memory serves, they've been around for about 9 or 10 months, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, David, the CEO, he would be the one to ask about that. Acid Rush kind of gave me some business, you know, about 6-7 months ago. That's when I first heard about them, and then they finally offered me a job through some other sources about 3 months ago. So
yeah, they did send me a couple of links, and maybe you can talk on this, maybe you cannot. Mm-hmm. There was something something here on Medium. It says what we talk about when we talk about free ICO listing websites.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know anything about that?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. I'm a little bit knowledgeable.
All right.
At least it had to be something.
All right, let's cruise down that road. Yeah.
Yeah, because like some of these exchanges, like they you have to be, you know, I would be, some, I guess my advice for some of these ICO projects are looking to get a listing. Will all these exchanges will offer free listing on their service. And, you know, like for the, you know, untrained person, this looks great, you know, fantastic free listing. What's not to like? But what you should be careful about is that some of these services, while it is free, they have like secret extra fees on the end. So like it might be free to list there, but they'll have to be some kind of, you know, maybe 0.5 BTC for marketing or other just as like strings attached.
Oh, is this a monthly thing? Is this a ongoing charge?
It depends on the ICO. It depends on the exchange because I don't know off the top of my head, but I have read about them because, yeah, free is not always free, basically.
Never.
It's always read the fine print.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, and then there was another one here. Let's see. Well, I guess that's the same one. Oh, exchanges. What we talk about when we talk about free ICO listings on exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that what we just talked about?
We just talked about.
Okay, so the other one was websites. Or is that the same? Because there's two different articles on on Medium.
I'd have to double check, but I didn't write them, so I apologize.
Okay. All right, community management, an exclusive interview with Jenny Goldberg. Do you know Jenny?
Yes.
Okay.
I have heard of Jenny, but I've not met her personally.
No, does she work with Acid Rush?
She works with David, but again, this is just I've heard her name, kind of like in the work chats and things.
Okay.
I think I exchanged one or two emails with her.
Okay.
But I have not directly had contact with her.
Okay, she's co-founder and CMO, right? Okay. All right. So she did an interview here with Hacker Noon. If you guys want to read that, I have all these links in the show notes. So if people want to check that out, Owen, what else is, okay. Are you guys building anything else? Is this, any news coming up?
I know the, team got a lot of information from the Block Show in Vegas, and they have a lot of, I don't know, deals in the works. Specifically, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing I can really talk about.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, big things are coming. So
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I just hope it means more work for me. So.
All right. So, if people still are not clear on what Asset Rush is, in just a couple of sentences, just real quick, what give us an overview of
Yeah.
your elevator pitch of Asset Rush.
Asset Rush is a company that can help blockchain and ICO projects in a variety of ways. We can provide listings across many exchanges. We conduct marketing for projects to help build name awareness, and we do community management to help build a project across the blockchain sphere.
Okay.
Other than that, we're just if you're a blockchain project looking to get more experience in the crypto world or looking to expand your project, we can help you with that.
Give us
And I would
an
rec
what's an example of a block? If you're not an ICO, what is another example of an ICO or a blockchain project?
Blockchain project. I believe there's one Crypto Kitties.
Yes, I've heard
So
that one
yeah, I
several
mean it's
times.
not it's a it, I don't work with them directly, but projects like that, I would say games a lot of time because that seems to be a lot of the one of the popular things for the blockchain world. Again, it's not my direct experience, but it helps a lot with I don't know, getting users practice with it.
Okay. All right. And development, like, are you guys are developers? Do you guys have developers there that help people understand how to develop on blockchain?
Yes, we have developers on our team that help with this. Yes.
So if somebody came to you with an idea for blockchain or something that thought they thought, hey, this would be great for blockchain, can you help us develop that?
In that case, sorry, I misunderstood. Again, I can't speak for that myself. I think the team could probably arrange something, but I would contact the support section on Asset Rush,
Okay.
and they could help you for sure to find that out.
Okay, assetrush.com
Yes.
is that and then your team, we'll just cruise through the team real quick. About us on the page here. We have David Booker, the CEO, and he's the cat that put me in touch with you. He contacted me and said, "Hey, we need to get Owen on here." So talk to us about David.
Yeah, I mean, I've only met David through Skype. I know he's based out of San Diego.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Didn't realize
Yeah.
that when I was talking
Yeah,
with
that's where the
you.
headquarters are, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, David came to me and said, "Hey, Owen, we've liked your work in the past. How would you like to come and work for us?" And yeah, I said, "Why not? You guys seem to be really cool, and I like what you're doing with a lot of these crypto projects, and I'd like to be a part of that."
Okay. And then we already talked about Jenny. And then Mary Gitterman.
Yeah, she is my—I guess we would say—boss in this case.
Is she? Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Is she
I
there in
mostly
Spain
talk.
too?
What?
Is she there in Spain with you?
I believe she's based out of Germany. We chat kind of like remotely,
Okay.
so we
All
don't have
right.
like one office we can meet at least in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah,
Cool, cool.
but I usually contact her through email or for Skype for like weekly updates and things like that.
Okay, is she also within the community management? Is that the same thing you're doing?
I believe she does mostly sales and management, but I have to double check on that.
All right. And then Arthur.
Yeah, he's our head of sales,
Head of
I
sales.
believe.
Okay. Then
Yeah.
Rang, Rong, Rong, young sales manager. And then David, I'll let you pronounce his last name if you want to.
I struggle with it too. Pettuccini, I believe.
Pettuccini. Okay. Sounds like an Italian man.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Marketing manager. Cool. Awesome. Awesome. And okay, so Asset Rush. Any upcoming shows? You guys, any big shows you're going to be part of, have a presence at?
I know we did one in Berlin and one recently in Vegas. About the schedule next, I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I'm sure we have something planned.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure when someone feels like telling me, they'll pass it along. So, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, that's
Yeah.
good to know. All right, any news? Any news that we can break right now that you're going to be throwing up on Twitter or anything that we could break?
I would totally love to. I'm sure that would make your day as much. It would probably get me fired.
Okay,
So,
I don't want to get you fired, man. I want to have you back on
yeah.
soon. All right, let's keep your job. Let's keep your
Thank
job
you.
there.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll enjoy it while I can.
All right, good, good, good. Well, Owen, man, it's been a great talking with you, man. If you you know, we have any news for us, anything that you guys want to drop on our listeners anytime soon, you know, please, you know, get back in touch with me. Or
for sure. So, yeah, it was a pleasure.
Man. So towards the end of your day, right?
Yeah, it's about 5-6 here. I haven't got a chance to look at the clock yet, but
all right.
Yeah, it's margarita time.
Yes. Taco Wednesday over there. And
unfortunately, I guess tapas would be the equivalent.
Tapas Wednesdays. Yeah. Tapas Wednesdays. Okay, good, man. Well, it's morning for me. I'm having my first cup of coffee, and then I'll be wrapping this up. But great talking with you. And like I said, anytime you got anything to talk to us about, come back on the show.
Sounds good. All right. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Owen. Good talk, man.
See you. Bye.